The Holy Gospel of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. And then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming today. My name is Mary Ellen Brush, and I'm the senior warden here at St. Andrew's. It's been a privilege to serve you as your senior warden during this time of transition. So some folks may not, if you're new, you may not realize that we had a wonderful father here, Father Derek, who accepted a call to be the dean of the cathedral in Buffalo. When a rector leaves the church, the wardens suddenly become the leaders of the church and the vestry the guiding body. So it's been a little interesting for the past few months. So I just wanted to give you kind of a little rundown of just some of the things that we were up to this year. So along with my junior warden, Carol Sweet, and our vestry members and our spiritual leaders, Father Derek and Reverend Susan, we set out to focus on listening to our parishioners' concerns, joys, and ideas as we journey together in the faith of God. And so here are some of the highlights of our ministry. We developed the following parish goals: to raise safety awareness and develop a safety and security plan for the church. If you were here for the early service on Christmas Eve, you might have noticed that there was a police officer with a flashing lights down below helping folks cross Route 5 safely before and after the service. That just was one small thing that we could do immediately to help with the safety and security of our church, and there's more to come. We we developed a plan to share our story about God in our lives and invite others to experience community at St. Andrew's, and we will have a lot more opportunities to do that this year, very soon. We developed the following vestry goals: to explore alternative sources of funding together with the Finance Committee and Stewardship Formation Team. You'll hear a lot more about that. And to envision the specifics for the next capital campaign. Well, that one we had to kind of shelve. When Father Derek painfully told us that he was not looking, was invited to look at this call in Buffalo, Carol and I immediately said, he told us, if we were in a capital campaign, he would not be going anywhere. So even though she was in Canada and I was in New Jersey, we said, you know, we could do this. We could launch one like right now before he says yes. I'm not quite sure how to do that, but we could do this. But we had to let him go, and we understood that. So that's going to be a little bit down the road. We also approved the 2018 church budget. Now, we had to say goodbye to two fathers last year. Father Charles to the eternal kingdom of God, and to Father Derek and to the cathedral in Buffalo. We prepared a good goodbye to Father Derek, Jamie, and Mari as they embarked on their new journey to the cathedral in Buffalo, and I brought them your love and well wishes, and they returned them to us, missing us very much and helping they are helping their new congregation heal and thrive and grow. And I was at his installation, and the one thing for me that made it okay to let him go was when I had four different people come to me. Two of them were vestry members of his new congregation, and said, "I know this must be very bittersweet for you, but thank you for letting him go. He has already done so much to improve and heal our church. You have no idea, but you do have an idea, because those must have been the gifts that he left St. Andrew's with." And I said, "Yes, absolutely. And you are going to grow so strong and develop leaders, because he will leave a legacy with you as well." Carol and I worked hard to sustain and strengthen our bonds as a parish after Derek's departure and prior to Susan's arrival. So we rallied and inspired our ministry leaders and at the gathering of leaders meetings. And we identified and secured supply clergy, and we recognized also the need for hiring a custodian to fulfill the daily needs of our church and groups that use St. Andrew's. With the help of Father Harvey and the Reverend Deacon Eric, we guided grieving families through the many deaths that we experienced in our parish. There were six parishioners passing during the interim time from after Derek left to before Susan arrived. And they were right there for us. We continued programming in the form of Homecoming Weekend and Pumpkins and Pets on the Hill. We welcome the newly baptized, confirmed, and received into our church family with the help from our bishop. That was quite the wild ride for Susan's first weekend, you know. Okay, here we go. Bishop's here. Baptisms, confirmations, receptions. It was a whirlwind. And we hired the Reverend Susan Eibner to guide us through our time of transition while we prepare to call our new rector. We wrote a prayer of transition to guide us through our journey, and we'll be reading that shortly. We welcomed over 41 newcomers in a six-month period, and that number keeps growing. We added the St. Pauli's shed out there as an alternative source of funding, and it's doing quite well. We'll continue to look for alternative sources of funding for our parish, and Bill Fisher will speak to the financial portion of that a little later. We will continue to listen and explore new ways to share God's work within our neighboring communities and beyond, as well as developing new leaders for our mission right here. I would like to give special thanks to Rick Decker, Bill Grace, and their team for an extraordinary five-week rectory renovation project. I would like to thank our outgoing vestry members for their dedication and leadership. And that would be, and can you stand if you're here, please? Lori Dixon, Roland Hawthorne, John Marshall, and Patty Souter. Thank you. I would also like to thank Father Harvey and Reverend Deacon Eric, who shepherded visiting clergy and cared for every pastoral need of our parishioners. We are a strong community, and I look forward to the upcoming year of opportunities at St. Andrew's. Thank you.